I'm here today with the authors of Plain Wisdom. Cindy Wootsmal is a New York Times bestselling author of 6 novels whose connection with the Amish community has been featured on ABC's Nightline and on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. Miriam Flawed is Old Order Amish and has lived her days within one of the most structured societies in the U.S. A collection of anecdotes, observations, and insights by both women, Plain Wisdom is sure to encourage women in all walks of life. Cindy, I'll start with you today. Tell me for a moment how you came to be acquainted with Miriam.
Well, Miriam and I have a mutual friend, and her name is Linda, and Linda had worked at an Amish birthing center for 20 years, and I was working on an Amish-based manuscript, so I asked Linda questions, and when she didn't know, she took them to Miriam. And as time progressed, I got to where I would talk to Miriam for just a little bit on her phone shanty, which is a phone out near the barn, and she would answer a few questions for me. And one time she said, "Why don't you come visit me?" And that was about 8 years ago, and our friendship continues to grow, and our husbands have become friends too, and now we're writing on this book, Plain Wisdom, and are really having a great time.
Well, Miriam joins us from that phone shanty today. So, Miriam, this question for you, what do you believe the most valuable lesson or surprising insight that you've learned from being friends with each other?
Well, God and family have always been important to me, but as I've worked on these stories for Plain Wisdom, I've relived some of the most cherished memories my children and my family have given me. And I realized that I have been blessed in so many ways, not just by my family, but also by my friendship with Cindy and the awesome opportunity that I've been given.
Cindy, how about you?
I think for me the most valuable insight is even though we live 700 miles apart geographically and a century apart by most customs, we share this common denominator of serving the same God, of having the same spiritual needs, victories and defeats, and trying to walk the challenging path set before us in spite of our frailties.
Now, Miriam, how have you found time to write with all the work you do during your busy week? And what do you feel like you've learned about yourself while writing the book with Cindy?
Well, finding the time, yeah, it's been a real juggle, and it's been a challenge. But my family has been very helpful and supportive. Plus, for now, I've put my craft business on hold.
Cindy and Miriam, you have children of similar ages, and Miriam, you're already a grandmother. Although the cultural circumstances in both your households are very different, how do you believe your families are similar? Cindy, let's hear from you first.
Miriam and I laugh about this a little bit, okay? Because both of our families need and demand meals, laundry, and mom to actually tune in and listen when they're speaking. And that crosses all cultural boundaries. But I think, on a more serious note, you know, guiding the children to make good and wise choices is no easier whether the person is Amish or non-Amish, which is often referred to as being an English or Englisher. And the boundary lines and customs are really different, but regardless of who we are, each generation of young people has its own ways and standards that draws them, and the parents are trying to give them freedom while we're also trying to be unmovable in certain areas and specific incidences. And it's just a common battle for all parents, knowing when to give freedom and when to be unmovable.
Miriam, would you agree?
I couldn't agree more. But if Cindy's only feeding her guys 3 times a day, my guys are on a feeding schedule of every 2 hours. But yeah, she's right. Our households are very different in many ways. But I would have to say the thing we have most in common is our faith and the fact that God and family come first in both of our lives.
Now, finally today, please both speak briefly on the kind of encouragement that you hope readers find in Plain Wisdom. Cindy, we'll start with you first.
Through storytelling of true events, we share heartaches and laughter, joy and challenges of life as ordinary women, as wives and moms, inside our individual cultures. and we share the unity that comes through Christ and the division or obstacles that stand against us just because we live on a fallen planet. And from our hearts to the readers, we tell our personal history in what I think is a very heartwarming and humorous way. And I think readers will connect with the realness of two ordinary women depending on our extraordinary God to accomplish what we can't without him.
And Miriam, what kind of encouragement do you hope your readers will find in this book?
Well, my prayer for our readers is that no matter where or who they are, that they could just pick up Plain Wisdom and find something to give them hope. Hope for tomorrow. Even if we don't get it right today, we'll try again. Because God doesn't expect perfection, but he loves a repentant heart. Plus, God made each of us, and it's not about being Amish or English or Mennonite. It's about faith and what's in the heart.
Miriam Flawed and Cindy Woodsmall have been my guests today. They're the authors of Plain Wisdom. Ladies, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.